Do you know who Olivia Rodrigo is?
I think.
Okay. So what's interesting is when you and I were doing Top 40 Radio, we knew who everybody was at any given moment. Anytime there was a new star, a new singer, a new whatever, we were on top of it. We'd already met them. We'd interviewed them. We had stories about them, that kind of thing. Because we're not doing Top 40 Radio, I thought maybe you're not quite on the Olivia Rodrigo train.
I saw her on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
And she's extremely hot, but extremely young.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, she's 18, so careful with the hot thing.
No, it's 18. She's legal.
Okay, well, but still, she's a child next to you.
I get that, but she's still age appropriate.
No, so. But the thing is, she's that's the whole thing about her is she's more than her look. She's got a very unique sound, and even my parents, who once in a while will hear like pop music and be like, it all sounds the same. They heard her and they were like, whoa, what is this? Like, she definitely has a very unique voice in a lot of ways. Not just her actual voice, but her message as well is like, she's a song Jealousy that talks about the way people consume social media and look at what goes on social media and get, you know, unnecessarily jealous. Anyway, so she has this big thing going on tomorrow that I'm going to tell you about in a second, but here's how it came about. So Joe Biden posts a photo of himself, a young Joe Biden. I think was like 20 something in the picture. And he wrote, I wish this guy was around to help Gen Z and younger generations get vaccinated and learn about vaccines. And Olivia Rodrigo wrote under that post, I'll help you with that tomorrow. And he wrote back to her and said, you know, can't wait. Like, yeah, you will. Turns out Olivia Rodrigo tomorrow is heading to the White House. She's meeting with Joe Biden. She's meeting with Fauci, and she's there to give the message to Gen Z and younger, because she has a very young following, to get vaccinated, to not be afraid of the vaccine, and to advocate for health. This has nothing to do with politics. This is about your health, the health of this country, not political whatsoever. Stupid to politicize a disease. And she's, you know, she would do it regardless of who's in the White House. So I was wondering what you thought about that. Like, do you think 18-year-old Olivia Rodrigo, who is like the hottest star on the planet right now, has 24 million followers over her social media platforms, do you think that she'll have an impact? Do you think that kids will listen to her?
I think so, because I was even speaking with somebody today, and I asked, have you had the vaccine? No. You think I should? So it's like they were right on the edge and I could have pushed them either way. And so if somebody is in that state of mind and you bring somebody that's in their camp to push them over the edge, I say go for it. I think it's brilliant for his people. Joe Biden didn't come up with this by himself.
No, of course.
His cabinet did. And so somebody said, why don't we go after somebody that people look up to? And I think it's brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the idea that she's going to be talking to kids about their health, really. Because if you think about, like, so her young audience, they're not thinking about politics. I mean, if you ask a 13-year-old what side they're on politically, you know, I don't think they really care at that age. I mean, maybe they take a poli sci class or a civics class and they learn a little something, and maybe they read a paper or two. But when you don't, when your tax dollars, when you're not making enough money, that wherever your tax dollars go or your mortgage and that kind of stuff, when that has no bearing on you whatsoever, why would you care? Like, I didn't care when I was that age because
it
mattered very little in my life.
I think it was different 20 years ago than it is now. I think the country is so divided. It doesn't matter what age group you're in. I think that has taken a sharp left turn of political, which side you fall on, no matter what age. I think
that you're young.
Yeah. I mean, my kids were into it, you know, heavily. And I couldn't tell you who was president until I was 26.
Right. Me too.
But it's all over social media. It's your parents won't shut up about it. Your grandparents won't shut up about it. I think it's always in your face. I mean,
but that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried that, okay, so if you listen to Olivia Rodrigo, like if you're young, I think the whole idea of being young is to figure out who you are, like find your identity and maybe do the opposite of what your parents want. So do you think if somebody is 13 or 14 or 18 and didn't get vaccinated, do you think it's because their parents didn't get vaccinated or because the parents aren't urging them, or like why is the youngest population the least likely to be vaccinated?
I think it's all your parents. It's the same way if you are a total right-wing nut and you can't marry a total left-wing nut. It just doesn't work. Your wife or husband usually believes whatever you believe in. So I think it falls down to the kids. My kids are the same side as I am.
Kids want to rebel. So you would think, like, if you voted for Biden, they'd want to vote for Trump.
I think it's different than what I think now is a lot different than it was when we were kids.
But now you're making me think that maybe the Olivia Rodrigo kids are not going to get vaccinated. Because if you're not vaccinated already, why would Olivia Rodrigo put you over the edge? Why would you suddenly go to your parents, especially if they're conservative parents that don't believe, or there's anti-vaxxer, or they're super liberal parents that are anti-vaxxer parents.
Right. Well, I think
it also exists.
If you asked me this yesterday, I think I would have a different point of view than today. I mean, It was so easy to push this person over the edge. It was mind-blowing.
Right.
Yeah. If you haven't made up your mind by now, come on.
Yeah. I know. It's weird.
I mean, you should have had your mind made up in December what you're going, not in July. So right. They're like, yeah, give me a reason. I'll get it today. Really? That's crazy.
So you gave him a reason?
I gave him a reason. I said, dying alone in the hospital bed by yourself with an iPad talking to your kids sucks.
Right.
You know, and we all know somebody who has died from this.
Yeah. And the scary thing is, you know, they're saying now that, not that I want to talk about the vaccine necessarily, but or COVID anymore, because we talked about it for the past 18 months. I just want to say that the thing that was really interesting is 99% of people that are dying of COVID right now and the variant are all unvaccinated.
Yeah. And the one thing that does scare me is the Johnson & Johnson shot. And they say now it could cause Guillain-Barré.
Yeah.
And I had a parent go through Guillain-Barré, and let me tell you, it's a disease that sucks, but it's not a death sentence.
Right.
So that's the difference. I think I would much rather, I don't want Guillain-Barré because it's horrible, but I'd rather have Guillain-Barré than COVID.
But you're not going to get the Johnson & Johnson. You already had.
Yeah. Pfizer, I'm just saying, if I'm weighing that out, at least Guillain-Barré isn't a death sentence.
Well, the thing that's happening here in New York, I don't know if this is going on where you live, but the big thing happening here in New York is anyone in your circle or people you know in your, if it's not your direct circle, just people sort of in the periphery that you know that are not vaccinated, they're excommunicated. They're not being invited to parties.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. In fact, I went to dinner on Saturday night with a bunch of friends, and the big talk at the table was this one couple that we all know that are not vaccinated. He's an anti-vaxxer, which we never knew.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how would you know that about your friend? Like, when would that ever come up? But here we are, COVID times, and suddenly you're learning who the anti-vaxxers are in your life. So we found out he's an anti-vaxxer. He convinced his girlfriend to also not get vaccinated. So everyone there said, do not invite them anywhere. So they are now persona non grata.
Good.
In our circle of friends.
They can sit at home.
It's happening all over New York. Like, people are, I see it all the time. Like, I see stories about it. I see people talking about it on social media that, like, the one friend that won't get vaccinated, they will not be friends with them anymore. I have this one girlfriend who's a psychiatrist, and she told me that she has a patient who came to her and said she doesn't want to get vaccinated. And as a result, she stopped getting invited to parties. And there was a big event going on, like a wedding or just some big thing that she was disinvited from when everybody found out she wasn't vaccinated.
Mm.
And my friend who's a therapist said to her, listen, you got to pick your battle. So do you want to be friendless and not have anybody in your life because that's how it's going to be? Or do you want to get the vaccine, which is safe and not problematic at all, and then get your friends back. So it's your decision to make, but.
Yeah, this person I asked today, I mean, this is the person that I would go to lunch with.
Right.
You know, because they're a work person I work with. Now I want to be near them.
See, that's what I'm telling you. That's been a really big thing in New York, the rejection of anybody who doesn't get vaccinated. And the fact, and it spreads like wild. You know exactly who has not been vaccinated in your circle of friends. It's crazy. It's like being in high school again. It's like all the, you know, seriously. I mean,
They got cooties. You got to stay away from them.
Oh, my God. I ran into a friend on the street the other day, and we were talking, and she's like, listen, I want to tell you. She gave me the list of all the people in the neighborhood who have not been vaccinated. And when you see her, walk the other way. Like, yeah, I've gotten my marching instructions now from these people.